How many people are here for yodeling and how many people are just too damn tired to be walking around and they found a place in the shade? See, I gave you all an opportunity to raise your hands at the same time without insulting us.
Check, check,
welcome
check,
to
check.
The yodeling workshop. Hey. I think we'll start off with a little yodeling tune and then we're going to teach you how we do it. This is a tune in the key of B flat.
My favorite key.
By Ms. Patsy Montana, the first woman in country music to sell 1 million records. And the tune is called That's Where the West Begins.
Okay.
One, two, three. When a man walks up and says, howdy do, and you smile right back and say, how are you? You're in a land that's big and grand, that's where the West begins. You never care about your family tree, they only care about what you be. You're in a land where a man's a man, that's where the West begins. Where you can sing all day, sing it loud and long, no one gives a heck. Sing it right or wrong, you could ride your horse down lonesome trail, yodel to the tune of a coyote's wail, where the mountains high kick the cloudless sky, that's where the West begins. Yippee-dee-o, yodel-ay, yodel-ay, yodel-ay-o, yippee-dee-o. Montana, we're here at this very moment. She'd look at Marcy and say, isn't she cute? Doesn't she look just like John Denver? She used to have short, she used to have straight hair. She did really used to look a lot like him.
Said it at every gig for the last 11 years.
Where the tumbleweeds are tumbling down and the rattlesnakes rattle all over the ground. You're in a land that's big and grand. That's where the West begins. You can love a cow and love is true and you make cornbread. You're in a land where a man's a man. You know, I have always wanted to know where that was. That's where the West begins. You can sing all day, sing it loud and long. No one gives a heck. You can sing it right or wrong. You could ride your horse down lonesome trail, yield it to the tune of a coyote's wail, where the mountain sky click the cloudless sky. That's where the West begins. Now, this is not a listener's workshop. This is a doer's workshop. We're going to learn how to yodel in here. I'm going to ask you not to videotape, please. What you need to realize about yodeling songs is that the lyrics to all yodeling songs are equally dumb. They are simply excuses for yodeling, which all by itself seems even dumber. So they put them in these really dumb songs so that you have a kind of reason to do it. There's a couple different kinds of yodeling, and the stuff that we'll be doing in here is really sort of American country music, Western yodeling. Swiss yodeling is another whole category, and I sure wish I could do it, but I haven't climbed the Alps and fallen off the highest mountain yet, and I think that they just really do that out of terror, if you ask me. When they fall, they just start screaming, and that's what happens. The first step in yodeling is to make the ugliest sound that anyone is going to ever ask you to make in public, and you need to make it loud and clear. You need to be uninhibited. Are you all feeling uninhibited today? Okay, everyone take your shirt off. Never mind. That has nothing to do with yodeling.
Could be entertaining for us, though, from this position.
What yodeling is, if I go, yodel-ay, yodel-ay, yodel-ay,
melodically. There are two parts of your voice. There's the kind of, there's your kind of chest voice where you speak, where I'm speaking now, and then there's your falsetto voice. And your falsetto voice is kind of up in your head. And the way to find that is, there's two different ways that you can find it. One is that you can just sing a note and keep sliding up in your chest voice until you just can't go any further without making some physical change that you don't know what it is, but you know that you're making something change. It's like this. I'll do it once, and then we can all try it. And this all sounds ugly for a while, but in about 15 minutes, it'll sound sort of musical. It sounds ugly partly because we're all going to find different places that we can go until we have to stop. And when I do it, it's... I mean, I really can't go any higher without hurting myself. And so then I change voices. Did you hear how I changed voices and it got into this, what they call falsetto or head voice? And then I can keep on singing if I haven't stayed up too late and had too much substances that are bad for singing and all that kind of stuff. But and now they're wondering, why doesn't she want us to videotape this? That's because I don't want true confessions to come back on me later. That's where your yodel is, that physical place where you have to change your voice in order to keep on singing. It's in a different place for lots of people. Now, as you learn some of these yodeling exercises that we're going to teach you and you get better and better at them, eventually you learn how to control where you break your voice or where you put that change in. But for starts, you'll only be able to do it in one or two places. So now we're going to try that exercise. Go as far as you can go without physically changing how you make the sound, and then stop. And just forget about what you sound like. Forget about what everybody else sounds like and get into like feeling it, you know. Here we go. A few people cheated and went into their falsetto voices. I heard that. Okay, well, let's do it, only this time, make the jump. Keep on singing higher, do whatever you have to do physically to make that change. Did you feel it? This is stuff, you know, in half an hour, I can't, like, guarantee that you're going to be yodeling when you walk out of here, but it is stuff that you can drive other people crazy practicing with. And if you really want to drive people crazy practicing, we do have some Learn to Yodel cassettes and books over at the Augusta Record Table, and you can just pop them in the car on the way home and start practicing right away. It's very good for couples therapy if two people want to learn to yodel together, and it's also very good for divorces if two people really don't like each other that much but haven't figured out how to irritate the other person enough to get rid of them. So it can work in either way for you. Now, you use that breaking your voice with two vowels, and the first set of vowels that people learn in yodeling is usually A and E. A for the low note, E for the high note, like this. A, hear where the yodel is? A, try it. Oh, there were a lot of people who got it in there. Try it again. A. And then, just to turn that into a professional cowboy or cowgirl yodel, you put the word yodel in front of A-E and you get yodel-ay. She's got that, why didn't I figure that out, look on her face. I knew it. You can add more syllables at the end, like yodel-ay. I'm yodeling up and down. Yodel-ay. That's good. Well, Marcy and I are going to teach you an extremely long, but not very difficult, yodeling progression. We'll do the whole thing once and then break it down so that you can learn the whole thing. You'll probably remember this enough to sing it in the car the rest of the day. I think we'll go to the key of F. The people's yodeling key of F. Sounds like this. Hi, yeah, yodelay-ti, oh, yodelay-ti, yodelay-ti. Hi, yeah, yodelay-ti, oh, yodelay-ti, yodelay-ti. That's the first half. Yodelay-a-lo-lay, yodelay-ti, 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 oh. You're lady, you're lady, you're lady. Now it sounds a lot harder than it is. First line, Hi-dee-ay. No yodeling has happened yet. Okay, let's just do that. Hi-dee-ay. Here comes your first big yodel. Yodel-ay. Try it. That's great. Now we're going to do a little yodel going backwards. So it's going to be yodel-ay-dee-o. That's great. Next line is yodel-ay-dee. Then yodel-ay-dee. Now don't forget to smile because you're having so much fun. And relax. Patsy Montana is so relaxed when she yodels that somehow she manages to not move her mouth. I thought she was a ventriloquist for a long time. So let's just do that much, okay? Your starting note is high. Go. High, yeah. Yodel-ay-dee-o. Yodel-ay-dee. Yodel-ay-dee. Now the cool part about this yodel that you thought was going to be too hard to learn in this short period of time is that there's an awful lot of repetition, and all you have to do is recognize it instead of reinventing the yodel. The next line is hi-dee-ay-yodel-ay-dee-o. So you already know that. Then it goes yodel-ay-dee. Yodel-ay-dee. So the last two lines are a little different. Yodel-ay-dee. Yodel-ay-dee. Let's try that whole first half. 2, 3, 4. Hi-dee-ay. Yodel-ay-dee-o. Great, that's the first half. Second half goes yodel-ay. Try it. Now don't strain your voice. The more relaxed your throat muscles are, the more relaxed your face is, the more relaxed your jaw is, the easier it is to get this stuff out. And you Vocal Week students, everything everybody has ever in your whole lives told you about breathing, you need it more now than you have ever needed it before. Yodel-ay. Don't work too hard. Yodel-ay. Okay, I'm going to sing you a couple of little lines in a row that you can imitate. Yodel-ay, yodel-ay. Now, the notes, if you listen, are the same. It goes ay, o, ay. Try it. Ay, o, ay. That's good. Yodel-ay, yodel-ay. Try it. Yodel-ay, yodel-ay. Then an easy one you already know. Yodel-ay-dee.
Yodel-ay-dee.
You know this one. Yodel-ay-dee.
Yodel-ay-dee.
Here's a hard one. Yodel-ay-dee-o.
Yodel-ay-dee-o.
Now I'm going to give you two alternative tricks for that particular yodel. You could go yodel-ay. Try that. Yodel-ay-dee-o. Or you could put a little trill at the end of the O, so it would be yodel-ay-dee-o. Put a little double yodel on the O, and you're staying on the same note, so that's different than it's a little easier to push up to another note or push down to another note. Oh, and I'm making my voice break right in the middle of a note. Now, if you have been spending a fortune all your life studying opera and classical singing, I recommend that you not continue this class right now because I'll be ruining you for the rest of your life. Yodel-ay-dee-o, or the high one. Yodel-ay-dee-o, or the one with the double twirl going either high or low. Yodel-ay-dee-o. let's go back to the beginning of that part. Yodley, I love lay. Yodley, yodley, here it comes. Yodley, yodley, I love lay. Yodley, just like the beginning, the ending to the first half is the same thing. Yodelay-tee, yodelay-tee. Maybe it's not. Yodelay-tee, yodelay-tee. So just how you can feel how yodeling in different keys is a little different, we'll take this up to the people's key of G. And we'll go through the whole A part and B part. And if you have to drop out or you forget what comes next, just, you know, keep on yodeling, forget about what we're singing, and get your syllables in there. Ready?
Hi-de-ye, yodelay-tee-o, yodelay-tee, yodelay-tee.
Want to put a really fancy ending at the end, you can go, yodelay-tee, yodelay-tee. Let's try that. Take a deep breath before you do it.
Yodelay-tee, yodelay-tee.
That sounded great. That sounded really great. I'll tell you what, Marcy and I will do a song together to give you a little rest. We don't get to rest. And then we'll run through this yodel one more time before the next workshop comes up.
Rest for the wicked.
Do you think there's a chance in the world that we could remember the Arizona yodeler?
There's a slim chance, and I think we've got to take it.
In honor of our distinguished guests from the state of Wisconsin, we would like to do a song, a yodeling song that came from Wisconsin. It came from the yodeling of these two sisters who were on the WLS Barn Dance in Chicago for many, many years, known as the Dezurek Sisters. And they were discovered by some of the talent scouts out in Chicago looking for country music. They were two farm girls who grew up in Wisconsin milking the cows and singing and yodeling and doing what was otherwise known as trick vocal stunts together. They were really tight as could be, and they recorded back in the 1920s along with Patsy Montana and Lily Mae Ledford and the Coon Creek Girls, you know, all the hits that you have in your record collection. They went under the name of the Cackle Sisters on the radio, live on the radio, and the radio announcer would come up to them all the time and say things like, well, look, it's the Cackle Sisters, what are you going to sing for us girls? And they would always respond, buck, 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 buck. And he'd say, why, that it's that old tune about the Arizona yodeler. We're going to try this. We haven't done this in a really long time.
Way out in Arizona, in a town they call Winona, where the folks we meet all know a thing or two. Lived a lad of great ambition who had set as his life's mission to excel upon his yodely lady who. And he played a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with the song with sweet refrain. Yodley, yodlo, yodley lo lay you. Yodley, yodlo, yodley lo lay you. In the evening with the cactus, he would get a lot of practice on his yodley lay. As the cattle he was trailing, you could always hear him wailing with his yodley lay. Yodley lo lay lo lay lo. Once a big chef from the city heard him warbling the ditty and accompanied with yodeling lay. And
And he said, look here, my sonny, you could make a lot of money with your lile brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
go with the song with sweet refrain. Yoli, yolo, yoli, lole, yoli, yolo, yoli, lole. Then our hero took the tip and packed his grip and took a trip and soon was singing over the radio to you. If a Swiss heard what he's earning, green with envy, they'd be turning with the yolay, yolay, yo. And he met a little maiden who with talent too was laden, and he fell for her like flowers or the dew. And he wished not to evade her, and he used to serenade her with the yolay, yolay, yo. And he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with the song with sweet refrain. Yoli, yolo, yoli, lolay, yoli, yolo, yoli, lolay, yoli, lolay, lolay,
very much. That sounds like a song that Peter and Lou could have written themselves, doesn't it? It certainly had enough words for them. Well, let's do our big yodel one more time, and then there's a traditional singing workshop going on here. And if you are interested in practicing some more yodeling with some helpful personal aids, they have them over at the Augusta store. Two tapes and a little booklet that'll help you practice.
We'd like to ask you to please practice safe yodeling. Please That's don't right. hurt yourself or take unnecessary risks with your friends.
Let's see. What key shall we do this in? Do you want a low key or a high key? High key.
A high key would be just fine with me.
Okie doke. The people's key of F sharp.
They don't have that on here.
Ready?
Hi, yeah, your lady, oh, your lady, your lady. Hi, yeah, your lady, oh, your lady, your lady. Your lady, your lady, your lady, your lady, your lady, your lady. Your lady, lady, your lady, your lady, your lady.
One more time.
Hi.
Swing it.
Your lady, oh, your lady, your lady.
Hey. Have fun.
Hello, folks. Are we on? What's on? Anything? Nothing yet. Okay. Brand new. Just out 1 week. Come all you tender-hearted. Yep. Over at the tent. All right. boy, were they going to be surprised when they got home. Remind us. We'll do that one.
Going to sing a song first?
Nah. Why don't you just go right for it, because you need to go to your thing. All right. How are we doing? We're on. Is everything on? Are they all on? All right. My name is Jenny Hawker, and I'm from Gilmer County, just about an hour and a half west of here.